第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士。所以你选择 C 项并将其画在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Where did you get that skirt? It's so cute.
Thanks. I bought it online. I buy many things online, like books and even shoes.
Really? I buy books online, but I've never bought clothes online. I like to try things on before I buy them.
How do you like your new boss?
She's okay. I just wish she'd learn to lighten up a little. She never enjoys a joke.It's hard to even get a smile out of her.
Do you have a New Year's plan?
A big one. I decide not to eat so much processed food. I'm going to focus on home-cooked meals.
Mine is very similar. I'm not going to go on a diet.But I want to eat a balanced diet with more fruits and vegetables.
Why did you stop working for Texon?
The primary reason is that I couldn't use my skills to the fullest extent, although the pay is good.
Well,You can look forward to a lot of challenges here.
Great. That's exactly what I'm looking for. We can come to your office and fix the printer, or you can bring it in.
It's almost new, and it doesn't work. I think I'd rather have it replaced.
Certainly, sir. We're open until 6 o'clock this evening.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前。你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I'm telling you, this rainy weather is driving me crazy. It always ruins my plans for outdoor activities.
I'm actually glad it's finally been raining recently. It's really good for my garden.
By the way, what do you think about the new shopping center?
I don't know. I haven't shopped there yet. Have you?
Yeah, I have. I went there last weekend. It has a ton of stores, lots of great restaurants, and a big movie theater.
Oh, it sounds so much better than the old one.
I'm telling you, this rainy weather is driving me crazy. It always ruins my plans for outdoor activities.
I'm actually glad it's finally been raining recently. It's really good for my garden.
By the way, what do you think about the new shopping center?
I don't know. I haven't shopped there yet. Have you?
Yeah, I have. I went there last weekend. It has a ton of stores, lots of great restaurants, and a big movie theater.
Oh, it sounds so much better than the old one. Hello, Delta Education.
Hello. I'm calling about the job you advertised for a salesperson. Is it still available?
Yes. Our company sells educational books for children. We're looking for part-time salespeople to promote our books to local bookstores.
That sounds interesting. I'm a student and looking for part-time work.
Well, perhaps you'd like to come in for an interview. Oh, just one thing we didn't mention in the advertisement. Some of our books are in Spanish, so we'd like to hire someone who speaks Spanish.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I do. I can also speak a little German and Chinese.
Well, that's impressive. We will call you next week to come for an interview. Hello, Delta Education.
Hello, I'm calling about the job you advertised for a salesperson. Is it still available?
Yes. Our company sells educational books for children. We're looking for part-time salespeople to promote our books to local bookstores.
That sounds interesting. I'm a student and looking for part-time work.
Well, perhaps you'd like to come in for an interview. Oh, just one thing we didn't mention in the advertisement. Some of our books are in Spanish, so we'd like to hire someone who speaks Spanish.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I do. I can also speak a little German and Chinese.
Well, that's impressive. We will call you next week to come for an interview. Hi, Phil. Did all that noise in the street wake you up last night?
No, it didn't. I'm a deep sleeper. What happened, Jess?
Well, I didn't see it myself, but I heard that it was an argument between two car drivers, and supposedly it got quite heated.
Really? Who told you about?
Tara at number 42. It seems that both drivers got out of their cars and started shouting at each other. She says they almost started fighting.
Well, I'd think whether what Tara said was completely true if I were you.
No, I believe her actually. People do get very annoyed by not being able to pass each other on this street.
Did the cars make contact?
No, they were just coming in opposite directions and they met where the street gets narrow, and neither one would move backwards to let the other pass. So they just stayed there, in the middle of the road, with neither one giving way.
How childish.
Hi, Phil. Did all that noise in the street wake you up last night?
No, it didn't. I'm a deep sleeper. What happened, Jess?
Well, I didn't see it myself, But I heard that it was an argument between two car drivers, and supposedly it got quite heated.
Really? Who told you about it?
Tara at number 42. It seems that both drivers got out of their cars and started shouting at each other. She says they almost started fighting.
Well, I'd think whether what Tara said was completely true if I were you.
No, I believe her actually. People do get very annoyed by not being able to pass each other on this street.
Did the cars make contact?
No, they were just coming in opposite directions and they met where the street gets narrow, and neither one would move backwards to let the other pass, so they just stayed there, in the middle of the road, with neither one giving way.
How childish.
My guest today is the novelist Greg Field. Greg, were you into books and reading as a kid?
Well, my parents were always on at me to read. They couldn't understand why I didn't like it much. One summer, though, I was in my grandma's sitting room, and she had this whole pile of books, which she let me play with because I liked the covers. And I started leafing through, and then maybe reading a word or two, and then a page. And then that was it.
And what about at school?
Well, there was one particular teacher who, at the end of every day, would read books to us. It was like music, like a film. These great pictures his voice stirred up in my mind, and that's when I knew I had to be a writer, so I could make that happen too.
So, how did it feel when you eventually achieved that?
Well, I was so scared when I was writing my first novel. Scared that nobody would read it, or that I'd never finish it. I can't tell you what a relief it was to see it on the shelves in a bookshop. Then the next one was, by comparison, a bit of a disappointment, and it never sold so well.
My guest today is the novelist Greg Field. Greg, were you into books and reading as a kid?
Well, my parents were always on at me to read. They couldn't understand why I didn't like it much. One summer, though, I was in my grandma's sitting room, and she had this whole pile of books, which she let me play with because I liked the covers. And I started leafing through, and then maybe reading a word or two, and then a page, and then that was it.
And what about at school?
Well, there was one particular teacher who, at the end of every day, would read books to us. It was like music, like a film. These great pictures his voice stirred up in my mind, and that's when I knew I had to be a writer, so I could make that happen too.
So, how did it feel when you eventually achieved that?
Well, I was so scared when I was writing my first novel, scared that nobody would read it, or that I'd never finish it. I can't tell you what a relief it was to see it on the shelves in a bookshop. Then the next one was, by comparison, a bit of a disappointment, and it never sold so well. The next one was, by comparison, a bit of a disappointment, and it never sold so well. The university asked me to come back and talk to you as one of you, giving you a student's side of the story. So with that in mind, I'd just like to say one thing, really, which is, get involved in something other than your course as soon as you can. Remember, when I first came here to study history, I had no idea of what job I'd end up doing. But in my first year, I joined the University Broadcasting Society. I was interested in reporting. Then in my second year, I got a holiday job, helping out as a researcher at the local radio station. And really, it all led on from there, because first of all, I was clear about what I wanted to do, which was to work in broadcasting. And secondly, I had some contacts, which in this line of work is a key thing. So that's really my message to you today. Don't delay, join some clubs and societies, and start developing your interests. Thanks for your time. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying your first day. The university asked me to come back and talk to you as one of you, giving you a student's side of the story. So with that in mind, I'd just like to say one thing, really, which is, get involved in something other than your course as soon as you can. I remember when I first came here to study history, I had no idea of what job I'd end up doing. But in my first year, I joined the University Broadcasting Society. I was interested in reporting. Then in my second year, I got a holiday job, helping out as a researcher at the local radio station. And really, it all led on from there, because first of all, I was clear about what I wanted to do, which was to work in broadcasting. And secondly, I had some contacts, which in this line of work is a key thing. So that's really my message to you today. Don't delay, join some clubs and societies, and start developing your interests. Thanks for your time.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。